Blog Talk Radio.
Turn me up my head, ho. Look.
But if they fucking with you, nigga, I'ma bang with you. I'm from the hood, all good, I got my game up. That's why I got that check, nurse, yeah, he came up. I'm from Bankhead Coast, yeah, that Bankhead hoe. I show you niggas how I do, this how Bankhead go. Hot shit out the cockpit, pull up in that drop seat. That dump too though, that cop roof, I come throughout the cockpit. Straight up out my destination, I'm busting your ass, no hesitation. Tryna fuck up my concentration, I'm making move while you contemplating. I grind real hard. Check though, what you wanna do to homie? Asking why I flex though, flexing all this shit, cause I done did it, I done came up. What the fuck you doing? You niggas still up on the same stuff. West Side Atlanta, where I'm from, born and raised, and you know I'm getting paid like them boy back in the day. Get my hands real good, like a handful of spade. And my nigga Young Coop, get that money, I feel your pain.
There's a previous episode that was done a couple minutes ago, and I messed up on the time, so I only put 15 minutes. So look at that, and you can get the beginning part of what this show was about. For the first comment that I had, and some people called back in, and then they hung up, so I guess they'll call back in. Anywho, hi, James. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Long time no hear. How's everything? How's everything been going with you? Tell me, what happened?
Great.
Oh, it's going great,
so
huh? Yeah, there was a show we did. There was a show we did a few minutes ago. Wow, I thought I was dreaming. So we were talking about is it okay to have friends from the opposite sex? You know, while you're in a relationship, we were about to get into that, and then we found out something. Find out that somebody put on 15 minutes for the episode. That's all right. I hope everybody heard that because there was something. There was a very special soundbite that the New Miss Lovely Black played from the Minister Louis Farrakhan. That was very on point. Might play it again later on one more time in case, you know, that way we're all covered in both, you know, part two of this epic episode that we're doing today. Just to let people know, this is the case, because, you know, it's very important what he said, and I totally agree with him. Because, you know, you are looked differently, especially from a woman, if, you know, you're not carrying your weight. I'm just saying, you know, and put it point blank, you know, to the point. If you're not pulling your weight like a man you're supposed to be, yeah, it's not going to work. You know, things might happen. I don't know. Certain things, divorce, cheating, I don't know.
And I'm not trying to step on any toes, but you know what?
No.
Wisdom is key. And so for the brothers that feel some kind of way and for the brothers that don't hate me, you know what I'm saying? Take the jewels that I'm giving you and learn from it, grow from it, and build, you know? Because apparently, you know, you weren't taught these values. And so that's all. We're here to teach you, mold you, and help you grow. You have somewhere to come and talk to and have somebody to listen to. I'm a woman, but guess what? I was raised, you know, with an awesome king in the household, you know? And he laid down the foundation of what we need to have and what we don't need to have. You know what I'm saying?
So
a lot of times people think they know the way, and they really don't, and it's like, oh, okay. But I can never get in tune with this way of life that, you know, these people have right now. But, I mean, Louis Farrakhan said it all, anything that I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine, like, that coming right back up after, you know, we had after we had this discussion. So that was completely amazing for me to hear that.
True.
It was just, it was everything. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, it is remarkable, and but yet it's not surprising. Because basically when everything he says, I practically most of the time agree, almost everything I ever heard him say.
Right.
You know, so it's like when you see, he's that type of guy. There's certain people, there are very few, unfortunately, nowadays, that when you hear that type of person talk, you listen. And I think the new Ms. Lovely Black is at that status, where you hear that person talk, you listen, because, you know, there's consistency there to those words.
Right.
You know, it's not just mumbo jumbo, here, I'm going to throw this on the wall because it sounds good. No, it's based on fact. It's based on truth. And, you know, people, you can do research now. I mean, it doesn't take long to do research. You know, that's why you have smartphones and these things. Take those dumb phones and make them to smartphones, and you can actually Google certain things, like history, whatever, you know, real stuff that, unfortunately, our public school system doesn't teach us, that you can learn on your own. They documentaries. You know, you can still school yourself, even if you're out of school, you know what I'm saying? Just because you graduated, and just because you have a bachelor's and all this, doesn't mean you stop learning. You understand? You keep growing and evolving, and that's how you become a better person and a better human being and a productive person in society. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Never stop.
And the thing is that we have a world of followers, and I heard this gentleman say one time, he was like, oh, man, Louis Farrakhan be full of crap. And I'm like, wait, what? Like,
what did
how in God's green earth can you not agree with what the real is? And it's just the day and age that we, you know, were brought up. But, okay, can you, can your girlfriend have a friend of the opposite sex?
Yeah, I don't have no issue with it. I mean, this is how I feel. If they're friends with the opposite sex before you met her or vice versa, you shouldn't be all wrapped up in that. You know what I'm saying? Because that was before you. You know what I'm saying? If they're friends, like, before you came into the picture, that's cool. And if they happen to, like, if my girl meet a guy while we're in a relationship, it's fine as long as her friend knows that, hey, she's in a serious relationship and she's told him that. Now, it's one thing if she hasn't told him that, then it's a problem. But if she's straight up and, you know, and they respect, I got no problem with it. This is a perfect topic for me because, as you know, if you follow me on social media, this falls perfectly in my lap. If I came on here and say, no, my lady couldn't have no friends of opposite sex. So, so wait a minute, homeboy. Don't you have, like, I be seeing your timeline. So wait a minute, don't you, you work with women, you, and not only on radio shows, but, you know, in your other jobs that you do. I have a lot of female friends. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done nothing with them. It just so happens, you know, it's happened that way. I appeal to the females because what I bring as myself as a man, you know, the way I am. I'm a very fun-loving person. You know, I think that's one of the things. And I'm always straight up. I said, look, I have a girl. You know, I never, there's no, like, hidden things. Now, I would be lying to you right now if I said to you, if you were to ask me this question, which I don't know if I'm jumping the gun, have you ever been attracted to any of your female friends? Well, I'd be lying if I say no. I'd be lying as a motherfucker if I said no. Doesn't mean anything gonna happen. I'm just saying, but, you know, that's no problem as long as you don't act on it. You know, I got no problem with it, and I think people who are hard up on it, they need to just, you know, have a little more self-esteem. Because as long as you don't see signs that something's not right, you know what I'm saying? We all have that inner, you know, that spidey sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a feeling like, okay, there's something going on here. Whether it doesn't matter what it is.
Spidey
you,
sense.
You know, that spidey sense, like, okay, my spidey sense is tingling. There's something going on. You, we all got that. Believe it or not, everybody has it. It just depends how strong yours is. You know what I mean? Everybody has, because sometimes people don't even pay no mind, and look what happens, and then they're blind, and certain bad things happen. Yeah, you always should be alert with everything. But I got no problem going back to the topic. I have no problem with my lady having a male friend. Like I said, I would be total hypocrite if I did, because look at me. I have a lot more, way more female friends than I do male friends, by far. It's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Atlanta ratio again? Women to men? It's kind of like that, I guess. I'm dead ass. It's like that. I'm probably 20-1, whatever. But, yeah,
for me, I just got out of a relationship that felt like the one, you know, I was dealing with this guy for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, that long. Okay.
He did not like me having friends of the opposite sex. And so he stated he wouldn't have friends of the opposite sex as well. I realized that stemmed from insecurity on his behalf, right? Because
Absolutely.
Guess what? When he goes to work and he's on his breaks and everything, he can talk to whoever you want to. These phones are so smart right now. You can block a person's phone number. I didn't know he was thinking along those lines until after we separated, and then I just start paying attention. You can block people's number. If you can get up one day and say, okay, well, we done, and the next day you'll be talking to somebody, and say they have somebody calling your phone, then you've already been interacting with these people, right? And so when I realized that stemmed from such a strong form of insecurity, it was one of those things. I'm like, okay, at the time, my friend, he didn't even like women, but he had a problem with him. So it's a deep-rooted insecurity that he had that was ultimately the demise, because you wasn't my supporter. You say you support me, but you're not my supporter because of things that I'm doing is why, you know, you feel like we can't be together. You know what I'm saying? And things that you're doing is why I feel like we can't be together, but my things are just with you. It's not with anybody else. So for me, I'm going to say this. Mine don't steal from an insecure place, right? I know how women are, okay? And you can have a friend that's just your friend, and y'all never did anything. But when you get a lady and you get happy, listen, let me tell you something. The value of a man go up like 100% when he get a lady. He start looking extra good. Then he like,
yeah, it's always happening.
She like, man, this is my homeboy, man. He been with her for a while. And then he talking to you about his relationship and all of those things. And then they lead to things, right? When she think you ain't got nobody, she like, shoot, I don't want you. Nobody wants you. But when it's that she feel like, okay, he got somebody, then all of a sudden, you know, that estrogen starts racing. And then, you know, you look real good to her. So, for that reason, I would say, no, I'm not okay with it, right? But I'm not, like, I'm not, look, if I meet a person and he say, well, look, I got female friends and I'm keeping them, that is 100% fine. I do not want you to stop talking to anybody that you feel like you're cool with because of me, right? But that
exactly.
just means that I'm not going to deal with you. So we have to know our worth and what we're willing to deal with, and I'm just not one of those people that will settle. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's just not. Like, I prayed so much, not for a mate, but I prayed to be a better me. You know what I'm saying? How can you pray for a husband when you're not a wife? You know what I'm saying? Like these things that I do. So when I pray for me. You know what I'm saying? To work on me, to be a better me. I do things to make myself a better person. And in return, that situation will find me, right? So I just don't settle. I've worked too hard to settle in my life. I've worked too freaking hard to, you know, sit down and allow somebody to give me something that I don't deserve. You know? So before I deal with somebody that's going to provide me behaviors and language and mechanisms that I don't deserve, I would just not deal because I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Like I know how to love me. I know how to sleep in the bed by myself. I've been doing it for a very long time. Like, outside of my ex, the whole time that I was, you know, in the game, I was, like, I didn't have a relationship because I wasn't going to cheat anybody. You know what I'm saying? I can't cheat you knowing this is what my occupation is. I slept in the bed by myself. This is the longest time since I've been away from Florida, and I think I left Florida in 2009.
Wow.
To now, this is the longest that I've slept in the bed by myself. Other than being with him, and when we were in the household, we slept in the same bed, but that's the only man that I have consistently slept in the same bed with. Other than that is, you know, spend a night, get gone, or not even spend a night. For me, it's so weird for me that I'll come to your house and we can have a great time, we can have fun, we can do all of those things, but I still will wake up 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning and I will leave. Like, I can't sleep good at somebody else's house, because it's just not, you know.
That's like me. I'm like that too. It's weird.
Right.
It's like I'm like
now
that
when
too.
I go to when I go to his house, when I go to you know, to Kay's house, I'm asleep because I'm accustomed to sleeping in that house. You know what I'm saying? This is the house that, you know, we went out and I said, hey, get this house, and that's the house he got. And so
true.
From day one, from start, like, I've been sleeping in that house. That's the only house that I could really sleep in, unless it's mine. And then, you know, when it's your house, you want to be mindful of the people that you allow in it because of spirits and so on and so forth. So, yeah,
exactly.
I'm just funny like that. But needless to say, I wouldn't, though. Some people have insecurity issues, and so they won't. Me, I know how people are. Because we can have fun, we can do everything, but you don't need to talk to them. I can talk to them. You know, you going out to hang out with your homegirl, where they do that at? Why you ain't hanging out with your lady? You know, if you got time to go and hang out with your homegirl, you got time to invest in your relationship because that's something that you guys can do together. So I can see why. I mean, and most men say, you know, you can't have no guy friends. So that's something that's normal, I think. I want to say when it comes from men. So I really don't have male friends because I couldn't really have them then. And then, you know, the one thing about it is you can have, when it comes to men, for women, you can have a male friend that's okay when you're in a relationship, but he has deep-rooted motives, and he is able to hide them better than a woman can, because a woman is very emotional. So I didn't even allow myself to get back into that situation, right? Because I need to be built for a wife, right? And I know that 9 times out of 10, if I'm in a relationship, he's not going to be okay with me having male friends, right? Because we're going to be focused on us. We buckling down. So there's no reason for me to incorporate male friends into my life right now, because I know that that's not where I'm going. When we talk, it's business. When I deal with males,
sure,
or whatever on any level, it's business. Unless,
sure,
I'm dating.
Sure.
If I'm dating, then that's the only person,
mm-hmm,
that I'm interacting with on that type of level. And I'm true,
mm-hmm,
to it. This morning, I mean,
mm-hmm,
Friday, I woke up and somebody that I gave an opportunity 2 months ago, many months ago, and he blew it. And he still to this day is trying to make up that opportunity that he blew. And I said, you know, I give so many chances that it's hard to believe I'm done when I'm done. But when I'm done, I'm done. You know, like, and honestly, I do have several individuals that contact me that I have dated at one point and, you know, gave these opportunities to and it's done. And sometimes you kind of like, I just really wish that this person would get it together. But because they did not get it together, that let me know that that's not the person for me. Because now you come back, you're going to be the person that I needed you to be, not because that's who you are, but because you're going to do what you got to do to bring me back in. So, you know, you have to know your self-worth. Hold on, Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Black. Thank you for calling. Did you call in? Did you have something to say, or you called to listen in? Okay, I guess they're listening in. You have to,
yeah,
know your self-worth.
Yeah.
And know, you know, what it is that you want to do, you know, and never allow anybody to change that. So all of the right reasons, I just want some people to call in that is okay with their mate, you know, because it's a psychological thing, and I'll tell you at the end of the show if we don't get anybody to call in. But if you are okay with your mate being friends with the opposite sex, tell me why. You know, why is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want you guys to call me and tell me. 646-787-1839. I want you guys to chime in and say, this is why I'm okay with my friend being my mate being friends with the opposite sex. This is why not, you know. And let's have this conversation. Because, you know, it's a thought process for me, and, you know, I like dissect everything, and I have a million and one questions, but it allows me to get to the root of the situation at hand. So, for me, I don't do male friends right now. I'm not, like, you know, I'm not attached to that level, but,
mm-hmm,
you know, why bring all these male friends in the picture? And then you get,
mm-hmm,
into a relationship and you got to remove these people, or you got them on standby. You know what I'm saying? As women,
mm-hmm,
we can't move how men do, like, oh, he did it or he do it. As a woman, you are held to a different standard than a man, and that's the one thing that we have to understand wholeheartedly. So as women, we can't do what he do. We have to do the right thing. And I learned the hard way. I was just talking to a family member about this. You can't match his ignorance. And no matter what he doing, as long as you do everything in your power to do the right thing by him, when you do, if that is a situation, him or her, if that is a situation when you walk away, you're going to walk away with your head held high because you know you did everything else. Not, oh, well, you know what, I did mess around this one time, but yeah, there's no buts to it. You give your all, you go 100%, you don't cheat, you focus on what you're focusing on, and then it is what it is. That's
absolutely. 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 But even with my situation, this time my lady, you know, she feels a certain way. I ain't gonna lie. She shows her security sometimes. And I have to let her know and say, hey, especially when it comes to when I do my radio shows. I said, most of all these female guests I have on, they're usually over the phone. So it's not like they're there. And even if they were there in person, I would never, you know, do nothing like that, you know. But, you know, she's like, oh, you know, makes me feel inadequate. Da, da, da. I said, well, how do you feel that way? Look at you. Like, you know, but you proved that point when you say how certain women feel a certain way when it comes to that. They go, I don't know about that. You know, because you never, the woman, you never know which woman it could be that could be thinking, you know, like the dude is doing, you know, he's not doing nothing wrong, but she might be up to something or maybe hoping something could happen or whatever. But, far as with me, that's never ever happened. So I've experienced that where I have to have, you know, I've had discussions where it's like, I said, look, I respect where you're coming from. I'm just telling you, it's not to that point. It's not like that at all, never. And as far as my the female friends I do see, if it's not at the job, I barely do see them, you know, separate from the job. Only like maybe a couple times ever, you know, that's it. And, but it's been like, okay, it was like a birthday celebration with their family or something. So it wasn't like, you know, a one-on-one thing. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't like something like that. You understand? So I've always been respectful when it comes to certain things like that. And I do remember one time, though, a long time ago, when I first dated her, she had a dude that was her babysitter. But I could tell he was up to no good. Trust me, I could tell he was up to no good. So that's it. That was nothing to do with low self-esteem. I was picking up evidence on certain things. I was like a bloodhound. Okay, this dude is trying to stir up some shit. But other than that, I'm not like that when it comes to anything like that, you know. And especially if she was a friend to this dude for a very long, way before I was in the picture, you know, as long as it stayed like that, that's fine. I got no problem with that. Because I was like, well, if they were going to be together, it would have happened already. You know, it would have I wouldn't even be in this picture. You see what I'm trying to say? I wouldn't even be.
No, that I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that? Okay, mm-hmm. So you still think, like, that could still be, that could still happen even if that situation.
One, it can happen, and, okay, so one, it can happen, and it you never know about it, because at the end of the day, she understands what she has, and you're not saying that this is what's happening, but I'm saying mm-hmm. it can happen, because she mm-hmm. knows what she has in you, and she's not going to ever let you find out about it, and he's already been there, so there's not enough mm-hmm. attraction for him to be her man. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Also,
gotcha.
It can still happen because she probably didn't look at him like that. And at one point, she may be in her feelings, and then she go lean on his shoulder, and that shoulder is real comfortable, you know? So it can be different situations,
yeah.
But you have to
True.
Be secure in yourself. And it all boils down to your mate. You know your mate more than anything. You know their
sure.
capabilities. You see the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, you still see the signs.
Absolutely.
I had this gentleman, you know, I was having a conversation with this gentleman. I got a funny story to tell you, too. Remind me to tell you. But having this conversation with this gentleman, and the gentleman was like, you know, he had been with this girl for 9-10 years. He did everything for
mm-hmm.
her, yada, yada. But
okay.
he seen the signs. She wasn't sleeping with him. She was running up all the cards.
Oh.
She was getting stuff in his name, oh. yada, yada, yada. And then she
mm.
divorced him and then married somebody right after. Come to find out, her and the guy had been dealing with each other 5 of the 10 years that they had been. Like, dude, you seen
wow.
the signs, though.
I see. Only that guy would know if he did. Probably didn't. It's not like he didn't, as far as you know, my common sense telling me. Obviously, he didn't see the signs. But you're absolutely
mm-hmm.
correct that it definitely could happen, especially when women do that better than men when it comes to that. But it could happen. But, it all, like you said, you're confident with yourself and you know your mate like that, you know that's all you can do. You know, you can't be, like, super freaking paranoid, like, you know, paranoid and really low on yourself. Because then you're going to lead it towards that. Then, you know, that person's
mm-hmm.
going to want to not be with you no more. Because I know I wouldn't want that if it was shoes on their foot and I'm being accused of something that's not true. That keeps
right.
up. I was like, well, you know, I'm not dealing with that. You know, I'm not dealing because it's not true. Oh, that means something's up. So, no, I'm just not dealing with that because it's annoying. It's not because, aha, you caught me. No, it's because you keep bringing it up and you keep, like, when I tell you, unless my past says otherwise, unless I had a past where I've lied to you a lot, then I can understand you questioning me. But if I don't give you that reason, you shouldn't, you know, if you want to ask it a different way, like, you know, how long you know this person? You know, like, there's a way of doing it, you know, without trying to be, you know, like, you really don't believe me or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, there's a way of doing it. There's a way of asking certain questions where it doesn't seem like you're coming off like, you know, you think something's up or whatever. And if the guy is truthful, you know, and really straight up and honest, and he's been that way with you, he should have no problem telling you, oh, no, baby, no, that's, you know, da-da-da, you know, whatever, da-da-da, you know. And that's it, you know. Now, if he hummed the hominids and gives you answers that don't make no sense, then be aware. And that goes both sides. But, yeah, like I said, in my life, I've never been that type. I've never been that way. As I've been older, I think mostly because of, you know, the things I've done lately, you know, that's where you got to realize who's there for you and who's just there because they see you on a come up. You got to separate the two and know, okay, I'm staying away from these people. And the ones I know they're with me regardless, those are the ones you stay with. Because, you know, I'm not stupid. I know certain things where, okay, that, you know, I deal with it, you know, where you look at your notifications, whatever. Oh, so-and-so is following you. Oh, this, that, and the third. So, you know, but I'm always business-minded about it, like, you know, regardless of what. And just go from there. But it is a thing to really think about because, you know, especially from a woman's point of view, you gotta realize where she's coming from. And even though I know that times with me, it would get me a little annoyed because, like, come on, like, would I be here this and that and the third? But then again, she'll say, well, that doesn't mean nothing because you're here. Doesn't mean you're not up to something. I was like, well, but come on, you know, like, come on. And then that gets me really annoyed at times. If that, you know, now if that's an occurrence that happens a lot, you know, then it's time to move on because that's a headache. And, you know, I don't got the time for a headache. You know, nothing Advil or Bayer or any of those type of medications could take that away. The only way I could take that away is saying adios and moving on. And that's it, you know. And that's with that. You know, communicate. The main thing is communication. Communication is key. Don't be bottling stuff. You know, don't try to think, nothing can – never look at it as like nothing could ever be approached and talked about because that's where you already – are wrong. You have to at least, you know, be communication. Don't be like keep it to yourself. And then when, you know, shit hits the fan, well, then you want to go rah rah. No, talk. If anything's bothering you, you should be able to say, hey, you know, listen, I really want to talk to you about this. And you could do it in a way where it doesn't have to be screaming and yelling. You know what I'm saying? You know, screaming and yelling doesn't make it any different. I could make an affirmative point without screaming and yelling. You know what I'm saying? Perfect example, when you hear Louis Farrakhan soundbite, was he yelling? He just said it in a tone, like, boom. When you say the truth and you're telling the truth, raising your voice doesn't make it more truthful. You know what I mean? Just say it. Say it with affirmity, with confidence. You say it with confidence, without raising your voice. You know that makes more just as much of an impact if someone's yelling. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? If you say it in a tone where it's confident and you're in a tone where you're it's very adult. You know, you're like, oh, you know, this person. You know what? I take this person a little more seriously. You know, regardless, man or woman. You understand what I'm saying? So, homegirl that died not too long ago, a couple of years ago, Angelo, you know, the famous writer and stuff, she made a lot of great points where she never yelled. And you read her stuff and you're like, wow, okay, that's a good point. You know what I mean? Even writing down on a piece of paper can make an impact without you, you know, rah, rah, rahing. You know? Now, you're during the argument, whatever, all right, whatever. But like I said, you don't have to really scream and yell to make your point heard, especially if you're telling the truth. Because if you're screaming and hollering, that's just, you know, okay, it's just noise. And then it blocks out what you're really trying to put out there. Yeah, because, you know, how we say on this show, you know, we're not yelling to our listeners. We just say, hey, this is how it is, that. Even when we have a caller call in and they may not agree or whatever, we talk to them like anybody else.
Doesn't matter if we agree or disagree. You know, we're not going to be like, oh, well, get off our phone, that or that. No, we, you know, we let them out regardless. And, you know, we go from there. That's what makes the show unique. And that's what makes it great. And that's how everything should be. But, of course, that's not the case. Not with a lot of people.
Right.
Unfortunately. That's why we're in a different, you know, a different part of, you know, of our lives than other people. Yeah, that's what that people said. But it, but it, with that long Gettysburg address I just said, whew, right. But, you know, this is the bottom line. The communication is the key. And, you know, I think it really applies more to women when they see a dude, you know, especially with the female friends they just happen to meet while they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's a little more different than if it was before they met, you know, their significant other. You know what I mean? Now, if you're married, it's a little different because then it's like, okay, well, you should have no time unless they're family or something that you should be, you know, hanging out afterward. Now, you're at the job, that's one thing. That's different. But if there's like a, I don't know, like if there's a to get together a picnic, you better bring that wife or your husband. I'm just saying, that's a little different. You know, imagine marrying, so it's, you know what I'm saying?
But, oh man, I don't, let me find this clip. I gotta find a clip for you. That's just the bottom line. You just made me do it.
Okay, cool.
I don't really, I can't really say that I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you guys listen to this other clip.
Nice.
Like, okay, I do not own the rights to this, clip.
Let's put that out there.
But I'm gonna
yes.
play this other clip for you, and just we're gonna go from there.
For any men that might be sneaking in on the women's conference on Daystar, you're listening. If you want a wife, ask the Lord to close the place of your flesh. The prerequisite to getting a wife is having your flesh closed. The other side for any of my single sisters is a guy. When am I going to be found, Jesus? I've been in here worshiping you, perfect in all of your ways, but I'm still single. Here's what the scripture says. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. Didn't say he that finds a girl that he's attracted to, who he then begins to date, who he then calls his girlfriend, who he then buys a ring, proposes, and makes her his fiance, who he then marries later, who becomes his wife. You're not a wife when I marry you. You're a wife when I find you. You become my wife when I marry you. But a wife is not the presence of a ring. It's the presence of your character. Too many women want to be married, but you're walking in the spirit of girlfriend. Ask the Lord to deliver you from that spirit and carry yourself like you're already taken. And I promise you, when you carry yourself like a wife, a husband will find you. But if you keep walking like a girlfriend, boys will play with you.
Okay, that's John Gray. Oh, my God, that's John Gray now. I'm telling you, listen, let me tell you something. Oh, okay, so hold on one second. Hold on one second. Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Did you have a question or were you just listening in?
I just chimed in, and I'm listening to see what everything is about.
Okay, no problem at all. Put you on. Okay. You can mute your phone, and if you have something to say, then you can say it. Now,
okay,
James. James, what you just said is if that's my girlfriend, okay, that's okay, but if that's my wife, it's something different. And so this is the mind frame that I'm moving to, right? As I said before, I keep praying. I'm not praying for something else. I have to pray for myself, right?
Like
I pray for other people. Let me say it right. What I'm saying is that I'm praying to be a better me. How can I pray for a husband and I'm not a good wife? So in that aspect, I have to change the way that I talk, the way that I think, the way that I move, the way that I do all kind of things in order to be a wife now. because I have to be a wife wholeheartedly. I have to be a wife without playing games, because the husband that finds me is going to be the husband that I plan to go the long haul with. It's not something that I'm going to play games and lie, and then he just stuck with me once he married, then it's going to end, because if it don't start right, it's going to end wrong. If it don't start right, it can't end right. You understand me? So I feel like that all stems from that. Like, if you are married and you wouldn't let your woman have a man of the opposite sex, like, she don't need it. Why? Why do you as a woman need a man of the opposite sex as your friend? You want a friend, you got your man. Your man should be your man, your husband, your friend, your king, your confidant, your cousin, your play homie. Whatever you want him to be, he's supposed to be all of that. When you start inviting people into your home, inviting people into your life, and inviting people into your relationship, that's when you start getting old spaghetti junction of feelings and things going on, because everybody has something to say about what is going on in your relationship. Now, everybody knows your business. Now, you're giving the devil the opportunity to come in on your life and change and alter some things that you got going on. Now, let me give you an example. When you watch these TV shows and these girls, they all friends. And the first thing that happens when they're no longer friends is that they tell the other person's business. You don't even have a car. You on TV. You sitting in here, your house ain't even your name. It's in your mama name. These are things that you're telling because you're in a safe place with that person. But when they're mad, guess what? That all spills out. That's the same thing that happens when you are in a relationship with somebody and you got this male or this woman that think she's your friend, she's going to use your weak points, or he's going to use your weak points to be able to pounce on you to get what he needs to get. So instead of doing that, right, I wanted people to call in to answer this question, but I was going to give you this food for your soul. If you are in a relationship, you should act as if you are married already, because each relationship you enter should be the relationship that you want to be your last relationship, should be the person that you want to be married to. You can't meet someone and say, I want to marry this person, and so we're going to get in a relationship within 2 months of talking, but then you want to wait a whole year before you're married. That doesn't sound right. When you enter into that relationship, you should be willing to get married, right? So You have to act accordingly. That's what I'm saying. There's no point for me to have male friends. I'm not insecure. And the next person that I get with, I'm going to do my dangest to make sure he's not insecure. But there's no point. He don't have to tell me that, because I'm not going to have none anyways. You know, the message said act as a wife. It's your character. You got male friends around you. Well, you got all these men around you, but yet you talking about you single and you looking to settle down. How can you be looking to settle down? See, as a single mother, no one really works harder than a single mother. So when you talk about a single mother that's an entrepreneur that is also in corporate America, that you know, it has hopes, dreams, aspirations, and all of these things are coming to fruition, I don't really have time to sit down and talk to no man unless we trying to get to know each other on that level anyways. So what are you doing? What do you have this extra time at that you can have male friends of the opposite sex when your friend should be the one laying next to you? I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm asking a question. I'm asking for a friend. Ain't that what they say?
Yep.
Any one of my callers on this line, it's a couple of them, y'all can chime in too. I want to know. Like, at what point? And it has nothing. People say they don't want to seem a certain kind of way, and I get it. There are insecure people, and so on and so forth. But what is it that you are talking about with this person that you can't talk about with your mate?
Well, that's a problem. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing stuff like that, because if that's
period,
the case,
anything,
that's a big
anything.
Problem. I totally agree with you with that. Yeah, that's
But if
not,
this is your
cool.
friend, what are you guys talking about?
Well, if you're asking me personally?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't throw it out.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so with me, it's just usually what's going on at the job, or is something she's talking to me about with her, you know, life, whatever. But I honestly, well, I'm always honest.
I never go into about my life like that. So it's almost like I'm like that person where I listen. Like, I'm that type of guy where they want to talk to me about something. Now, it's not like I go to them and say, hey, listen, I'm your psychiatrist. You want to come to me about certain something, you know, just let me know. You know, I have a PhD in this shit. No, it's not like that. It just so happens that I guess because of my personality and the way I am, and I'm a great listener, and I'm, you know, I have a sense of humor and stuff, that maybe that's why they come to me with certain things like, oh, this happened, da, da, da. But I never the other way around like that. Like, I don't ever recall, like, oh, yeah, my girl's acting up again. I've never done stuff like that. It's usually I hear what they got going on or it's something going on with the job that we happen to be at the same job. You know what I mean? But other than that, nothing more, nothing less when it comes to that. That's on my end, though. Anyway, that's in my life. You know, I can't speak for everybody else. Everybody's different when it comes to those situations. But that's with me. That's the honest truth when it comes to me. I've never gone to another woman while I'm in a relationship and said, yeah, this chick here, da-da-da, I can't stand her. No. Because if that's the case, that's something you should be saying to your lady. Don't be saying that to somebody else. Why didn't they have to know that? Matter of fact, I don't even do that with my family. I don't be telling, like, my mom or whatever. You know what I mean? I keep that to myself, and I just deal with it from straight to the horse's mouth, you know? That doesn't mean my woman looks like a horse. I'm just saying it's a figure of speech. What I'm saying is you have a problem with – that's like in anybody. You have a problem with somebody, you deal with that person. You don't be going around, you know, oh, this is how I feel. No, you have a problem, you go to that person, whether it's your woman, you know, your friend, whatever. You see what I'm saying? That's how it should be. When it comes to my situation, like I said, when I my friends of the opposite sex is usually, you know, most of the things we talk about is they bringing up something to me. I'm not bringing stuff up to them. You see what I'm saying? That makes sense? Like, I don't be like, the only thing I might bring up, oh, check my show out. So I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, check this out. You should check this out. You should check my homegirl out there has a show. Matter of fact, I did that with your show. I said, hey, I turned out to a female friend of mine about your show. She loved you. Hopefully she's still listening. Yeah, she was like, oh, wow, she's right about a lot of things. I said, yeah, I told you. See, but that's how I am? You see what I'm saying? There's
right.
No sneaky shit going on with me. But that's me, though. Like I said, I can't speak for everybody else. But that's how I am. You know, I never, like I said, never. Now, maybe with my best friend, a dude I know for over 30-plus years, maybe, but that's rare when that's happened. But that's the only person I would ever, if anything. But no, other than that, nobody else like that. But that's very rare, even with my best friend I've known for over, oh my God, 34 years. So that's, but that's even with that, I don't. You know, I just keep it to myself, and I just deal with the person that I deal with. That's it. That's how it should be. You communicate. Again, it goes back to communication. Communication. Four syllables, right? Five, I'm sorry. Communicate. Yeah. Five syllables. Yeah, five syllables. Yeah. Sorry, I went to public school.
So, Anthony, what do you think about that?
Go ahead, Anthony. Oh, he's back. Where's Anthony? Anthony. Hey, Anthony. Yo, Anthony. Where Anthony at? Anthony, quiet.
Okay, caller. I don't know.
Okay.
They on the line. I guess they busy. But
okay. No problem.
or they just like, oh, they ain't chiming in on that. A lot of times people don't want to speak on something because they're like, I don't want a person to feel like this. Or I don't want a person to look at me like that. So listen, let me tell you something. The only way for us to get better is if we talk about it. And
exactly.
We can have a whole conversation and talk about sports. We can have a whole conversation and talk about what the celebrities are doing and what this rapper is doing doing. But guess what? I mean, when do we have these conversations about making ourselves better? When do we have these open communication, conversations that talk about what we're doing?
Real life stuff. You know,
right.
Real, you know, as we say in the street, real shit. Real
right.
Shit that you deal with every day, you know. And I think that's something that's been looked away for the last, like going back maybe 15, 20 years maybe. Because everything's about, if you see what's trending nowadays, it's like, well, you know, shouldn't be more important things be trending than this shit? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, yeah, should be more important
right.
things. Like, how do we better ourselves as a human race? How do we better ourselves as a people? You know, stuff like that. You know, how can we help out one another, people who deserve it? You know, stuff like that. Not to get all corny and sappy, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, it's a time where, okay, when is the, you know, when is shit going to stop with this bullshit? Like, I give a fuck about Kim Kardashian or whoever the fuck right now.
Because that's the whole point. That's what they want to
do. Yeah, I know. That's how they want it. Yeah, exactly. That's what they want to do. And then you have these magazines that make a woman feel some sort of way about themselves, like they're not beautiful enough. And let me tell you, women, you don't have to go buy all those Cosmopolitan magazines and all that shit. A third, you know, you know, we all have flaws, you know, whatever. I can see the beauty in every woman, okay? And almost every woman, as long as you look attractive, I can find you'd be beautiful in some sort of way. I'm just saying. There's women that I could say they are just above average in looks, but yet their personality makes it even more attractive. You get what I'm saying? Their inner beauty
right.
makes it even more appealing. I'm dead ass. I've seen women, like, okay, they just, you know, they're nothing. They're not, like, super gorgeous, right? But yet
right.
their personality makes them more, wow, you know. I like, you know, someone, I like her aura. You know, I like what she's about. You know what I'm saying? And then there's women who are fine as fuck, and they got ugly inside. They're ugly inside. You know what I mean? They think they're the shit. They think, you know, they're above you. And they go, there's dudes that act like this, too. Let's not, there's some arrogant motherfuckers, too, that act like this. Well, you should be kneeling before me if I walk past you and shit. So it goes both ways. And that's why, what's that saying, beauty's in the eye of the beholder? You know, I've seen some women that I go, damn, I don't know why I'm attracted to her, but I am. And she's just above average. And look, you know what I'm trying to say? But yet their personality and the way they are makes them, oh, wow, even more attractive to me. And I think it goes the other way, too, because I'd be seeing some women that with them dudes, and I'm like, okay, besides maybe them having money, why the fuck is she with him? And it wasn't about
well,
them. It was about because they were a good human being. You know what I'm saying? They were cool. They were mad cool. It wasn't
right,
about
right.
because they got a big bank account or, you know, they got a Lamborghini in a fucking parking lot or some shit. It's because they were mad cool to them because they treated them like a queen. You see? So that's the key,
right.
you know. Of course, we're superficial creatures. Let's not make no mistake about it. We are super. The first thing we look at is the face. Let's not act like we don't. Okay? We do. But then, if we get serious with a person, you have to see beyond that. Because
right.
after how many times you have sex with this person, you say, okay, but if there's more to it than that. Because if there isn't no more to it, then it's just a booty call to me. It's just, cause it has to be something more to it. If it's just sex, no, sex is part of it. Don't get me wrong. Let me make myself clear. It's very important sexually. You have to reinvent yourself. You have to, you know, don't make it boring. I agree with all that stuff. But you have to have some sort of character in you that makes that person, you know what, this is the main reason, besides the obvious in the bedroom, why I'm with this my significant other. You know what I mean? Because they're confident, because they're strong, because they know what they want and they get it. They're very confident with themselves without being cocky. You know what I mean? They're confident but not cocky. There's two different things, by the way. Confidence and being arrogant. You know what I mean? Confidence doesn't mean you're arrogant. Okay? But confidence within yourself, you know, that's a turn on. I don't care what anybody says. You can say what you want. Oh, no. Now, arrogance is a different story. That's a totally different animal. You've confident in yourself. You know what you want in life. You go get it. I don't see why anybody would want to be with you, you know, especially if you're straightforward a person. Because some people don't like to hear the truth sometimes. But, oh, well, that's how
well, some people, a man will get with a woman that, you know, isn't all the way there because it don't really mess with his pride that much. Like, okay, you know,
mm-hmm,
she got a little bit more than me, but, you know, I can catch her. When a woman is out of his reach, it's harder for men to, you know, settle for that. And so that's why. But also, it's harder for us to settle for them. But listen, so we got two situations before we end the show. One, I have a cousin down in Orlando, Loose Cannon Hot Rod. He's on Instagram. He's on all social medias, Loose Cannon, L-O-O-S-E.
Okay.
Cannon is K-A-N-N-O-N underscore Hot Rod, H-O-T-R-O-D. Loose Cannon Hot Rod and his homeboy, Takeoff 407, they up next. They setting the city on fire. They doing all kind of things. Like, I put this on my Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, I tweeted it today. You know, they got a new song out called Been Knew It. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to premiere this song here tonight. And also, I got to tell you guys about this story, right? Somebody got robbed while they were
doing
the other
day.
It's
a funny story. And
I got to tell you guys about how this story went. You know, it's been a while since I've given a good story because, you know what, we always talking. So I do see that we have a caller just called in. Honey, I see you on the line. We going to play some music, so get over that. This song is like less than 4 minutes long. So we're going to play this song, I've Been New. I want y'all to tell me how y'all feel about it when we come back. And if it's thumbs up, this is going to be our new intro song. We'll play
it.
What you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been new, you were hating on the low. I been new, they were hating on the low. I been new, he was hating on the low. I been new, she was hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been new, you were hating on the low. I been new, they were hating on the low. I been new, he was hating on the low. I been new, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. I put the niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been new. You were hating on the low. I been new. They were hating on the low. I been new. Hating on the low.
family of successors, man. We some top grinders,
right,
man. I mean, you know, I see a lot of families that, you know, they got one person that, you know, one, two. I mean, you know, I mean, I guess it's just in my bloodline. What y'all think of that song right there, though?
I like it. I liked it more as more I heard it.
I like it.
You like it?
That's two votes.
Yeah, I like it.
Two votes.
All right. That's the new intro. We gonna go on and blow cuz up, man, and make that shit official like a referee with a whistle. So, you know, I just wanted to see, you know, what everybody was thinking about, you know, what they doing, how they doing it, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I like the song when I heard it. And I've been telling him, like, oh, send me some music. He's like, I got you. But he's so busy, man. Cuz fresh out.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's not about how many times you fell down. Cuz went to prison for 5 years. Cuz ain't been home a year. Okay? He ain't been home a year. He out making music, grilled up, banged up, pocket straight. You know what I'm saying? People been out here them whole 5 years. He been gone and still ain't doing nothing. You have to understand that if it's in you, it's in you. Your grind is strong. Your grind is hard. It's hard. It's just what it is.
True.
You can't let your situation dictate who you are, where you're going. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And so you got plenty of people that don't like the hustling you that thought, you know, okay, man, I done did this. I done hated it on all these people. I done did all this stuff. This person should have been tapped out. Don't never tap out. Keep going. A lot of times people miss their blessings and their dreams because they give up. And you was right there. You can never give up. That has to be your dream for the rest of your life. You got to do it. It's stuff that I done wrote on my board that years later came to pass. And I wasn't even thinking about it. But when I put my mind to something, I do it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
When I tell you that I'm living proof that all you have to do is stick to the program. I don't talk shit. I don't do this show to put nobody down. If you only knew, these books don't even give you the half of my story. I'm working on a whole other project to get it out there, but if you only knew the path that I had to take to get here, it's like it's always something happening in my life, and that's just the part of me. That's what makes me as strong as I am, because I don't go a month without some shit happening left, right? But it made me who I am, and it made me, you know what I'm saying, buckle up, stick my chest out, and understand, like, okay, this going to happen. I know how to handle this. Like the story I'm about to tell y'all about. So, you know, keep in mind, it is what it is. So I see we got Miss Boston on the line. Hey, how you doing, boo?
I'm doing good. How are you?
So you going to answer this question before we go into the story. The story going to be the last thing that I have to say, but are you going to answer the question about can your mate have a friend of the opposite sex?
Kind of depends.
Uh-huh.
It just depends. If they got a pass together, nah, we ain't kosher. But if it's someone that I know you haven't done anything with or whatever, then yeah, that's fine. But if the bitch is coming at the house and just sitting up there posted up all the damn time, no, that ain't gonna happen either. Sorry, have no understanding.
But you know, these new age thoughts, they gonna come, they gonna be your friend, they gonna help you cook dinner, they gonna do all that shit and be getting it.
Yeah, that new age thought be out the door then. She be standing right there at the door. Yeah, no. No, I mean, once in a while coming over or going to hang out, yeah, that's cool and whatnot. But but if it's somebody that you actually dealt with before, that you done fucked, or you have other dealings with or whatever, nah, that ain't working for me.
Okay.
Hey.
That's what's up.
And you got to understand.
It's going to be all y'all going out, not just him and her.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Because you're right. Sometimes females do go ahead and try you. You're right. You might not. You be sober that day, and then you guys go out, and then you see, you get those liquor eyes and stuff, and you really see what everything's fucking about. Yeah.
Yeah, liquor does tell the truth.
Exactly.
I always.
But see, you gotta understand. In my defense, I do have a lot of guy friends. So.
I got a question.
Hey.
So here we go.
Go ahead.
I have a question.
No.
Here we go.
So,
for whom?
So, this is for everybody. What about the people that you knew before the person that you were with?
Oh, I've been. We've been talking
about
that.
Now, if y'all had dealings before, but figured out that a relationship wouldn't work and y'all just decided to be friends, is that still cool too?
She just, Ms. Boston just answered that. If you have dealt with this chick, hell to the no. No. She already knows.
Okay, but you,
it's good.
But you don't have any sexual nothing before years ago.
The devil is a lie. Listen, the devil
men
is a
can
lie.
Turn off, but a woman, she feels, she runs off her emotions. So it could have been that y'all didn't get along, but that wood could have been real good to her. And guess what? Women normally agree to the shit just to keep you around in hopes that one day you're going to see the change in her, or hopes that one day it's going to be all good, or hopes that one day she can still get the wood at one point or another. You know, that'll always be something that she'll have something to say to your girl or whatever. Oh, I already had that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we already, ooh, girl, that thing good. X, Y, Z. You don't want that type of poison around somebody that you're trying to be with. That is a no-go. So if you figure that y'all can't be together, then let it go. I mean, y'all can, listen, just because you're friends with somebody don't mean you need to talk to them. You can be friends with them and see them in the street and say, hey, how you doing? How's life? How's your children? Awesome. Keep it moving. Because that same time that you're going to put in with this chick, you can put in with your girl. The same conversation you're going to have with this chick, you can have with your girl. So if there's a problem with your chick, it's not okay for you to go talk to your friend outside of your household about your problem. What you need to do is sit down and talk to your chick about the problem. The one thing that relationships lack is communication, along with trust
Thank
and honesty.
You.
But communication being number one. So there's nothing that you can talk to anybody outside of this household about that you shouldn't really be talking to your girl about.
But it should always be one-on-one when you're having that conversation with your girl. It can't be people around when you're having that type of a conversation.
Exactly. No, that's definitely should be one-on-one. Exactly.
That's going to get your head cracked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Now, what about those random flings? What about those random flings and you up there dating someone new and whatnot, and you bring those random flings in front of you and your girl's up there asking you, hey, what's up with that chick? And you straight up say nothing. And come to find out, shit did pop off with y'all. But you got that random sitting in your face all the damn time. Then what? That's fucked up.
That's out of pocket.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's out of pocket.
Wow.
All the way.
Very much so out of pocket. I can't even explain how much out of pocket that is. No, my man cannot. I see, if you're on my Facebook page, I put a video up, and this boy was hilarious. It was a joke, but, you know, he came up, and he was like, God damn it, my future girlfriend better be this. Listen, I'm tired of playing games. And you see the size you just push for, and it's like, okay, listen, the next man that play with me, bitch, I'm finna turn up. I'm going to flat that nigga ties. I'm not playing. Excuse me. I didn't mean that word. I'm going to, like, we're going to have some problems. I'm tired of playing games. Now, y'all going to turn me back to the old me, right? Because I'm sick and tired of playing games.
Keep it real. Keep it real. Just keep it real.
If you know that you're not right emotionally, financially, whatever the case may be, if you know you got a girl at home, if you know you got all this stuff going on, bro, why lie? Why bring me into the mix of your crap, get my emotions all involved, and then you ain't going to do right by me? I'm sick of it. I'm sick. I'm finna, listen, man, listen, this last situation, he better be glad I am working on changing who I am, because if I wasn't, man, he would have some problems. Like, I already done did some research, and he don't even think I know exactly where he at. But, like, listen, I'm telling you, like, it just becomes, it gets old. You playing the same old game with the same old people. You know what? Everybody that's blowing up my phone right now that want another chance, I don't care. Because you messed up. But don't come in my life playing games with me. Oh, leave me alone. Like, just let me work. Let me be great. You know what I'm saying? Just let me be great. I'm settling for a cut buddy at this moment. Cut and cuddle buddy, you know. Let it be what it is. I'm all right with that. That's a wrap. But anywho, let me tell y'all about this story, right?
Ooh,
so So I pick
What's
up. I pick
pipe?
Up.
You see, she starts laughing before she even tells it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call her the Jamaican chick. Yeah. That's her name.
Oh.
So I go pick up the Jamaican chick, right? The Jamaican chick was like, you know, she needed to go somewhere. So I'm like, cool, right? So okay, first of all, I drive for Lyft, right? I've been driving for Lyft for like a year, okay? So I do it on my spare time or whatever. So she called Lyft. She right around the corner from me. I go pick up. She get in the car. She's like, hey, I'm a Lyft driver too. But she had a cast on her leg. But as I noticed when she get in the car, she got in the car with no problem. So I'm like, how did you Lyft down this driveway, but you got in the car with no problem? Okay, I'm paying attention. So we riding, and then she tells me after we're like 7 minutes down the street, she's like, I'm about to go sell this phone that I have on OfferUp. And I was like, hold on, wait. You know, we were doing a lot of small talking. Now I'm like, hold on, bitch. Wait, how are you going to take? She's like, I need somebody to go with me. Don't you think you want to get somebody that cares about you? Because, bitch, I don't care about you. And so how are you going to just out of a sudden put me in the mix of this situation and tell me that you need me to go with you to go and make a sale for somebody that you don't know? It's Saturday morning. We're going to an elementary school. It's Saturday, the elementary school closed. I'm like, dude, this don't sit right in my heart. So she was like, oh, he wanted to meet me at the Sprint store. He kept calling me, but I told him I couldn't come out and meet him. And I'm like, dude, the fact of the matter is this. It don't sit well in my heart. And I said, who is the first person you should listen to? And she was like, a person with experience and knowledge. I said, no, a scary motherfucker is the first person you should listen to. And right now, I'm telling you that this situation don't sound right. So she goes, well, I think he's okay. I say, listen, tell him to meet us at a store. Because the elementary school that he had us meet him at was, one, in the hood. Two, it was ducked off. So I was like, I know it's a store at the top of where that school is at. So tell him to walk up to the store. So he goes, oh, well, yeah, I got my little girl with me, yada, yada, this, and yada, yada, that, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. So she's like, can you wait for me? I'm going to leave my purse in your car. I say, listen, I'm going to wait for you, but I'm not going to wait with you. So she goes, what do you mean? I said, I'm dropping your ass off, and I'm going up the street, and I'm going to be watching you. Now, I can assure you that if your ass hit this ground, the police will know your story. I will make sure that your family get your purse. And, bitch, if you take too long, I'm leaving your ass. I just want you to know our ground rules upon me sitting up this street waiting on you. So she goes, okay. Boom. He walking down the street over by the elementary school. I drop her off across the other street. I drop her ass off. I whipped that bitch into you and went right back up the street and pulled down the street. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit down here and watch. Now, where I'm sitting at, she can't see me, but he can see me. So you're going to sell a phone. It's like 10 minutes in the conversation. Y'all going back. Y'all still talking. But I notice he keep walking in the middle of the road like he having a conversation. He keeps walking in the middle of the road because you're looking at me. We're making eye contact every time you walk in the middle of the road. So I'm like, this dude ain't up to no good. So I blew the horn. I'm like, all right. No, I drove off. I ain't going to lie. I drove off, right, for a second. And I said, okay, the bitch leg broke. Let me turn around. And so I turned around, and then I went back down the street. He see me. They were still talking. And I was like, I blew the horn. I was like, okay, this bitch finna get left for real. I'm finna just call Liv and let them mail her purse because I really don't have time for this. So she's sitting here talking to the dude, standing in one place. And he goes, like, he's talking. And then she looked my way, and he snatched the phone and ran. Okay. I knew that was going to happen. And so she's standing her dumb ass there looking like he snatched the phone and ran. And then she looked up because I pulled up at that time, and she looked at me, and I was like, yep, he snatched the phone and ran. So then she hopped. She, like, she, you know, limping to the car, and she, like, come on down here. I rolled the window down. I said, you come on up here. She was like, oh, stop, and act like her leg was hurt. I said, come on a little bit more. You're doing just fine, honey. I ain't coming down there. What the hell she think I'm finna turn my ass down this street where this man just took this phone and ran? And what if he would have just been like, let me just go on and get rid of whatever? Listen, it's better. One is better with this situation, right? It's better you than we, okay? He don't need to get the both of us. You was just fine. I will tell your story. So she go down, I go down just a little bit. Like, I swear to God, I made her walk. And she get in the car, and she's like, he did just what you said he was going to do. I said, what did he do? Like, he just ran. I was like, no, really? What did he run to? She was like, that way, like, if you go around the corner. I was like, oh, okay. If you think I'm finna go around this corner to look for him, honey, you got to be out your mind. So I was like, oh, okay. I kept going. So then I was like, okay, so I waited on you. That's wait money. And, you know, you need to get back home. So that's get back home money. So how you going to do this, right? I know you was depending on that money, but, no, you need to cut me a check. So she, needless to say, she broke me off pretty damn good. And then she was like, oh, I was sitting there. I took a picture of him. That's what she said. She said, I took a picture of him. She said, when we got in this area, I did not So when we got in this area, I did not feel comfortable, so I switched the phone out. So I gave him a phone that don't work. And so I'm sitting here, I threw my hands up. I said, nah, this helpful actually was coming to sell this man a bad phone, and that's why that happened. But y'all really just jacked each other because he stole a phone that don't work from you, and at the end of the day, you ain't getting no money from the bad phone. So she says, I took a picture of him, and I'm sitting here like, bitch, you ain't take no picture of this damn man. You know, her story was changing back to back. I was just sitting there laughing, so I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. But needless to say that people, you have to be careful when you are here on these sites, offer up, and this is that and the other. You know, I don't know what she was going to do or how she was going to do it, but, you know, you really need to be very careful about what it is that you're doing out here in these streets, because these people don't care. These people do not care. So that ended my day for her, because I was upset. I was just completely upset and distraught. Like, honey, you done turned around and messed up my whole day by getting robbed while you in my car. And I was like, this is why I don't do the hood. If I don't drive in the hood, like, for a whole year, I didn't got my whole method down on what I like to do, when I like to do it. And that's why I don't deal with these hood people, these hood wranglers, because they ain't got nothing going for themselves. But I guess what? He was like, I got my little girl, my baby mama. So you got a chick that's putting up with your shenanigans, that's dealing with you, and you ain't even got yourself together. These are the type of men that y'all allowing to get by, ladies. I'm just saying. I don't know. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody just got super quiet at one time. I was like, okay, Ms. Boston, what do you say?
Yeah. No, I just said, I have no understanding today. It's me. I'm just having a really off day. I have no understanding. I apologize.
Are you guys still out of town?
Yes. Yes, we
That's
are.
Good. Y'all doing all that sweet stuff together?
No, we're doing family time. Family time. Went up to Lake Winnie. Had a good old time there. That's about it. I wish you had called me earlier, though. Let me know Friday. You can't be doing this last minute. You know, I ain't got a built-in babysitter. I mean, I got a babysitter. I let her know 24 hours in advance if she's good.
Well, I don't know if I'm going.
Oh.
I want to go, though.
Okay. Okay. With Shay.
If not, do you want to do it next weekend?
We can shoot for next weekend. You mean next Sunday? Yeah, we can shoot for next Sunday. I'll go ahead and make arrangements and put in for Monday off. What? Are you laughing at me? Look, I ain't going to put in for Monday off. I'm just going
to
request.
It's just clubs
yeah, they don't
want to go to.
I don't need to know. Shit. You can go ahead and put it out there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Lovely.
No, you cut me off like that. Let's go follow your first mind. We'll go next Sunday, though. It's not your traditional situation. So if
no,
you don't mean, you know what I'm talking about. So, James.
Mm. James done fell off. Hello?
James at work, because, you know, we had to do a two-part show because I did the first show for 15 minutes, and I had to go back in and do the other show. And so normally we would be getting off right about now, or we would have been off now, and he's sticking and moving right now to the best of his ability.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah. So you heard what I said when she was saying, I said, if you know me, then you know what I'm talking about the club that I want to go to.
You know me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
C, as we say in the Puerto Rican community. C.
It took you a minute to catch on, but I digress.
Yeah. I got you.
Mm.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
What
is
he whispering?
I don't know.
I'm doing a lot. I said it's all good. That's all I said.
Okie dokie.
I'm trying to get the kids settled.
Yeah,
too.
I was gonna go.
Multitasking. Okay.
I was gonna go tonight. And then I thought about it, and I said, I don't want to go tonight.
Nah.
Yeah, I changed my
mind. Yeah. Like I said, your spidey sense told you something.
Well, you know, I'm like, I've been home. I went out briefly, but I've been exhausted, and I really don't get enough rest. And so my body is telling me that. My body is like, okay.
Yeah,
you know, so my body actually did a little semi-shutdown on me today. So I'm going to stay in my bed.
Yeah,
didn't
you go out this past week? You were down close to my way. I didn't get a phone call, no nothing.
Wait, where?
Y'all were down in East Point. You know that ain't too far from me.
I didn't know you was in East Point. I didn't know you was in East Point. I thought you were in Gwinnett.
No, I live in Austell.
Girl, yeah, I be out there all the time.
Like I said, I didn't get no phone call, no nothing, no text. Hey, bitch, we're here. We done stopped at the U-Bar or wherever the hell y'all were at.
No,
y'all
we
at?
Did. I went to a friend house out that way because I was working in the area and I didn't feel well, so I went to a friend house and laid down.
Oh, okay.
That's the good part about having friends everywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ain't going to let nothing happen to you. You can go there and go to sleep. They was trying, they're like, I was going to wake you up in the morning. I was like, no, you ain't. I got up at like 2:30 in the morning and drove home.
Okay. At least you got to get a little bit of sleep so that you can get home safely.
Yeah, I think I laid down like 10 something or maybe 11. And went to sleep good. And I was like, okay, you just let me sleep. Like, you were sleeping good. And then came home and I was like, I'm wide awake, and went straight to sleep.
Mm.
I went out today and came right back in. Like, my body is like, okay, we need rest.
It's time.
I finally got all three books out. So all three books for Confessions of a Actress is out. And now I'm working on some promote material. And then you will see that as often as I possibly can have you guys with that. Just ask everybody to share the promos on their page when you see me post anything about the books. And I'm working on the next book now, and I am going to venture into something that I never did before, and I'm going to try to do an audiobook. I ain't going to try. I'm going to do an audiobook.
That would be cool.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Like that.
Which your voice?
In
the different characters of your voice. I'll listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be lit.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're gonna work on I'll know something about the studio time. And hopefully it won't take me but a couple of days in the studio to do it, you know, being that I've never been in the studio.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Well,
I've been in the studio, not like that.
Nothing like that. We got you. We know.
Yeah.
And I'm working on an even bigger project as well. So, you know, I'm just trying to stay busy, man. I'm getting my retirement plan together. You know, if I can stay consistent and make these things make money for me, that's what I need. You know,
uh-huh.
I do. I'm I am, like, honestly 85% entrepreneur, and, you know, the 15% is corporate America, and that 15% take up a lot of my time when I'm there Monday through Friday, and I'm there all day, and I need to keep doing business. Cool. So I'm trying to get my life together so I can focus on what I need to focus on, my dreams of me, you know, having money. Because me going to work, getting a small crumb from somebody's pie, my life goal is not what I consider to be my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How'd you come about, did you do that other book yet? The one about, is it rape if it's your husband or wife? Did you finish
that's
that
one
off
that
yet?
I'm doing audiobook.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the perfect one to do the audiobook for. That's going to eliminate me getting editors.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to eliminate, you know, how everything is done. And it's going to be straight, like, my voice.
And you can say, you can speak what you want to say.
Just,
it won't be
misconstrued
either for something else, huh?
Yeah, right. It just it costs to do it, but it costs to do it. You know, I spent thousands of dollars with this book situation, and constantly still will have to spend money. But this is just something that I want to do, and so I just like, hey, this is my first time writing a book. Why not just continue the other one? So you could go to Amazon for Confessions of a Mattress Actress. Part 2 and 3. So the first one, I didn't do one. I just did Confessions of a Mattress Actress. It's part 2 and part 3. You put one in, and you just put Confessions of a Mattress Actress in, and all three of them will pop up. You can purchase these books on ebook and hard copy. So it's all around available for you guys to purchase on board with. Make sure you check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's T-H-E-N-E-W. MizzLuvlyBlack. I'm going to start back working on the website this week. I got some changes I need to do and just make it it's an informative website, but it's going to have some merchandise on there very soon, just to let you guys know. And it's just me. You know, I'm swinging and banging. I'm trying to make it happen.
What type of merchandise?
Can't tell you yet.
Hello? Okay.
Confidential.
I need to know. I mean, is this stuff that she's going to be giving reviews to and giving a link or what? Okay. Okay.
In due time. I
don't leave it like that.
In due time. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. James, let them people know where they can find you at, and we'll see you guys here Sunday, 9 p.m. next week.
Sure. You can find me on. Oh. You can find me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973, YankeeMan1973. On Instagram is JimmyA73, JimmyAce73. On Facebook is James Acevedo, which everybody has trouble spelling and saying, ACEVEDO. You can catch my show every Friday, the Benchwarmers Live Show, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday on Mixer.com. That's mixlr.com/EAR-owner, O-W-N-E-R. And please check that out, because I don't just do a sports show. I do anything goes sports talk radio show. It's trying to be so first hour sports, second hour just with the guests. And the new Miss Loverback definitely knows about that. And, yeah, it's not a boring show, trust me. I'm not a boring person, so that means you're not going to get a boring show. And that's all I got to say for now. Thank you very much.
All right, same time, same place, 9 p.m. Sunday.
Yep.
We'll have another great topic. And we're out.
Yeah,
have a good one. Good night.
Yes, happy New Year, everybody.
Good night.
Yes, Eddie, peace. Ladies and tomatoes.
What you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating. been moved. She was hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle staying. I got me every penny, nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been new, you were hating on the low. I been new, they were hating on the low. I been new, he was hating on the low. I been new.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, could they fade now? Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. I put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been new, you were hating on the low. I been new.